Welcome, friends and music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. Today's show is going to feature some of the early musings of jazz rock fusion. We're going to begin with music from the album Caravan Sarai. It is the 50th anniversary of the release of that album by Santana. He was being influenced by Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Herbie Hancock, and more. There was a very interesting article in the Music Aficionado blog, an interesting article about this album. You should check it out. Let's begin with Eternal Caravan of Reincarnation from Santana. John McLaughlin and the Mahavishnu Orchestra from the album Inner Mounting Flame, an album that was sort of my gateway drug into the world of jazz music. That's John McLaughlin on guitar, Rick Laird on bass, Jan Hammer on keyboards, and Billy Cobham on drums from 1971. Before that, Carlos Santana. The album is Caravan Sarai. We heard The Eternal Caravan of Reincarnation to start the show, merged into La Fuente del Ritmo from Santana. That was a 1972 release, also recorded back in 1971. And we are featuring the earliest explorations into jazz rock fusion. And it all began with Miles Davis. So we're going to play Miles from 1968. Album is Miles in the Sky. And we're going to hear Paraphernalia.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course, that was Frank Zappa from the album Hot Rats, Peaches and Regalia is the name of the tune. Goes back to 1969, and Frank Zappa may be the original genre-busting musical artist. Before that, Miles Davis from the album Miles in the Sky, 1968. We heard Paraphernalia. That was the last of the albums of the second great Miles Davis quintet. Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. And that track is supplemented by George Benson playing electric guitar, injecting kind of a rock sound into the Miles Davis quintet. We're going to move on now to some early recordings by some of the jazz rock fusion greats of that era, the early 70s. We're going to begin with Chick Corea and Return to Forever from the album Light as a Feather. And we'll follow that up with some early Herbie Hancock fusion from the album Mwandishi. But let's start with Captain Marvel from Return to Forever. Thank you.
Thank you.
I just love that tune from Herbie Hancock. In fact, I love both those tunes you just heard. The last one you heard from the album Mwandishi, Herbie Hancock. We heard Ostinato, Suite for Angela, that features Herbie Hancock on Fender Rhodes piano, Buster Williams on bass, Billy Hart on drums, Eddie Henderson on trumpet, Benny Maupin on bass clarinet, alto flute, and piccolo, and Julian Priester on trombone. Also on that features Leon Ndugu Chancellor on drums, Jose Chapito Arias on congas and timbales, fresh off of his stint from Santana, and Ronnie Montrose on guitar. Before that, we heard from Chick Corea and Return to Forever from the album Light as a Feather, 1973 release. We heard Captain Marvel and a great group there, Chick Corea on Fender Rhodes piano, Stanley Clark on bass, Joe Farrell on flute, Erto Moriera on drums, and Flora Purim on vocals. Thanks for listening, folks. You are listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We are a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com, as well as a radio show on WWUH, West Hartford, Connecticut. That about brings us to the end of our show featuring the early explorations into jazz fusion music. We're going to finish things up with Weather Report from their first album. Perhaps a different sound than you're used to hearing from Weather Report, but certainly typical of the music coming from their first two albums. We're going to hear Joe Zawinul composition, Waterfall. Thank you. Hi, this is Ken Laster, and I would like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. I've published this weekly podcast for over 12 years, with more than 7 million downloads worldwide. It takes an extraordinary amount of time and expense to produce this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it is a labor of love to promote this art form to you and others around the globe. Now, I'd like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution via PayPal. If you prefer Venmo, my handle is @DigginJazz, DigginJazz, or search for me by name, Ken Laster, on either platform. Surely just one listen of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener for a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you contribute, you can join me in the tradition of sharing the legacy of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.